2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form.
By searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G.
Presented by You First Credit Union.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. What do you, by the way, Hans, when you're telling your kids about, you know, future, what to look for in a future spouse, you give them any, like, tips on what to look for?
Yeah, I do.
Any heads up?
I do. My girls, it's always a different conversation than it is with my son.
Yeah.
My girls, I'm much more specific and precise in what specifically to look for in a guy.
But for Rocky, just like anybody that says hi to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's a girl that pays attention, that's probably a good thing.
So. Well, the new CEO of the Denver Broncos is the son-in-law of the owner. And so I just tweeted out, I'm like, hey, look, I always should, you know, for all you kids out there, you should probably marry for love. Probably.
This guy married into the Walmart family.
But if a...
And now he's the CEO of the Broncos?
Yeah. But if the heiress of the Walmart franchise says hi to you at a party, you should probably say, hey, what's up? Jeez. What's up, mama?
Probably should say more than, hey, what's up? Be like, hey. Hey. CEO?
CEO, man. He's the boss.
Probably making $2.5 million a year, $3 million.
Oh, yeah. And he's... I mean, he's got billions coming his way when the old man dies.
which if it was up to him, it'd be sooner than later. I'm just kidding. Man, that's incredible.
Yeah. Reset to the start of the show, though. The collective that is every major university seems like they're putting one together if they haven't already. It was announced even SMU, which is on the outside looking in. They're still a G5 school. They are finding a way to generate $36,000 per football player.
And per basketball player.
Oh, basketball's roped into it, too.
Yeah. So $36,000 a year, $3,000 a month that they're going to be paying football and basketball players. And I believe that's just on the men's side. Yes, men's basketball and football specifically.
Yeah.
So a couple thoughts here. Number one, SMU is kind of the first to announce this, like a per player payment. Number two, there it can be really confusing because you've got Title IX that is insistent that the women's players and every athlete at the university makes as much. But with these NIL deals, you can specify it of, well, these guys are doing a specific job. I want to pay them to promote this product. And so with the NIL deals, you don't have to pay every player the same amount. So that leaves you open to all kinds of negotiations in a completely different world. And, Scotty, I can't help but think, I'm just looking at the writing on the wall at BYU, and I've got to imagine there's going to be an announcement coming down the pipe at some point that's probably along the lines of what we just saw with SMU. Now, not exactly. I'm sure that there will be some changes, but this is just my guess. Looking at the way things are trending and what BYU's been doing, I've got to imagine we see something like this from BYU, and we probably see it pretty quickly.
And frankly, if I know Utah's a little bit more, seems to be a little bit more bureaucratic and conservative about how they're approaching this, but if Utah wants to keep up, they're probably going to have to do the same thing.
So with SMU, it came to a $3.5 million collective per year. That's what they're looking at.
Yeah.
$3.5 million per year to keep these athletes paid and to keep this production. SMU, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but where you are BYU and you're trying to enter into the Big 12 and you've got all of this operating space.
Yeah.
And nobody breathing down your neck, making sure that compliance is by the law. You want to do everything you can to bring in as much talent as you can to boost the recruiting pool and to show the Big 12 that you are ready to compete. And you're going to do everything it takes to compete. Oh, and if it's about money, you got plenty of that too. BYU's collective can get really deep. They've got deep pockets. So I would imagine at some point we see BYU kind of flex the recruiting muscles and show this tiered level, or show this, hey, we're going to pay our athletes just like anybody else is going to pay their athletes until a governing body or somebody tells them you can't do it. We're all coming on a level playing ground. And I know that you were taking care of your players this way, but you can't do that anymore. BYU's going to do it until they can't. I will tell you something that Kalani Sitake told me early on when he took that head coaching job at BYU. He said, I will do everything within compliance and my power to take care of the players at BYU. And I can tell you honestly, Scotty, that has not been BYU's MO in the past.
No.
BYU's been conservative, and we're going to pinch the penny, and we are going to take care of the facilities, and we're going to take care of the program, and we might even take care of a couple people in the higher-up parts, but it wasn't about the players. As much as you want to think it was, it wasn't. BYU, they were serving, and they took care of me, and it was nice. But not to the extent that I've seen other players taken care of in other places. And Kalani was very, very specific with me in a conversation of, I will take care of my players to the furthest extent. You know, whatever opportunity Kalani has to try to take care of his football players, he's doing it. Not only is he doing it, he's making sure that every time they can take that next step, they'll do it. Now, Kalani can't be a part of these payments, and the university can't be a part of these payments. But when you've got all your relationships with the boosters out there, those boosters can put together a collective, and they can do what they need to do to try to take care of the players. And that's a great thing. And that's how BYU is operating. And that's how Utah State should operate. And that's how Utah should operate. Inside whatever guidelines there are, but really making sure that they're taking care of the place. Because at some point, this is going to be ripped from them.
There's going to be some level of regulation.
Maybe, right. That's a better word right there. Not ripped from, but very much regulated.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we saw what you were doing, and it's really nice what you're doing. We're going to scale back. Or, hey, we saw what you're doing, and this conference is going to regulate it to this, so you can actually extend it to this. At some point, there's going to be a governance. There has to be.
I anticipate you'll see something along the lines of a collective salary cap, where you can pay, maybe it's $4,000 a year, $5,000 a year. I don't know what
you're talking about when they come under this.
Yeah,
this,
like,
whatever governing body
whatever
is going
governing
to govern.
Body is you. Your collective can compensate your players to the tune of $50,000 per year per player. And that's it. You can't go over that. And we will regulate that. If we find there's any improprieties going there, we will throw the hammer of Thor down on you. There will be a commissioner of college football, and they will all be – and this is at the Power 5 level or Power 2, whatever it ends up looking like in 3 or 4 years. Whether it's two conferences, whether it's 64 teams, whatever. there, I think that there will be essentially, look, you can have a collective, you can compensate your players, and that number can adjust every year based on a new TV contract or whatever the case might be, just like the NFL. But the NFL and the NBA, they have essentially salary caps where there is a certain percentage of money that's allocated to the players. In the NBA, they get 49% of all basketball-related income, and mm-hmm. that number adjusts every year. Mm-hmm. And I think that you could probably
something
see
in that range.
Something along the lines where that's a set number that teams can distribute any way they see fit, whether they want to give it to a recruit, whether they want to give it to a current player, whatever the case is. But I anticipate you'll see something along those lines.
It's going to be structured and managed more like a professional organization.
Yeah. And with a lot more teeth behind the disciplinary action than the NCAA ever had.
Yeah. Once they formulate whatever they're going to be moved forward with. That's why I think this happens sooner than later. This is getting so out of hand. Because, you know, Texas is going to see what SMU's doing and be like, oh, we'll triple it.
Yep. Exactly.
And you know Utah's going to see what BYU's doing and say, hey, we'll match it, double it, whatever they're going to do to try to take that step. Because if I'm Utah and I see BYU do something, I'm like, no, that's competitive advantage. I got to get in front of them. And what I would suggest is instead of whining about what another program is doing because of all the gray area and non-legislation, I would just worry about what my program is doing. If I'm a fan, I'm not pointing at BYU saying, oh, Bill Barr this and that, and this is they're non-compliant, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying, hey, what are we doing? What's the University of Utah doing? What's my university doing?
Yeah.
Not what are they doing, and boy, we need to check in on them, because there really isn't any there's not hard set guidelines.
Yeah.
So if we do get this announcement that I'm guessing that it's going to be coming. If we do get this announcement, I think everybody in the state, every college team in the state needs to look at it and be like, all right, well, is this the wave of the future? Is this what we got to do to compete? Because BYU has been extremely progressive with this NIL stuff. They have been out front of a lot of universities with NIL, and it's helped them. It's benefiting them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Tim's hanging out with us once again as we're live here at RGS Exteriors. Tim, there's a lot of people out there that thought, okay, you know what, we've got our home and we've liked it, but the plan was always to sell it and go into their dream home. Well, you can sell your home and you probably have a lot of equity and you can sell it for still a lot of money. But the problem is going out and buying a new home or building a new home, whereas you can use that equity and just turn your current home into your dream home. You probably love your neighborhood, your neighbors, and everything else. So just camp out, call RGS, and let's get to work.
Yeah, we're seeing it more and more every day. And it's just because, like what you said, dirt is just so expensive, right? To build a house, the lots are just so dang expensive. So people are just doing that more and more, realizing, you know what, we wanted a new home, we wanted to do this, we wanted to do that. But why don't we just stay home and let's make it a home. So we're doing that a lot. In fact, we're more of our businesses every day is people just doing that, coming, redoing their entire outside, making it look like their dream home, looking at like all the pictures they see, or you know, they go to the Salt Lake Parade of Homes right now. What's going on? They go through these homes, they see these beautiful things, and they're like, you know what, we can make our house just like this, and that's what we're doing every day. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen for sure. And the great thing is, like, I had a wind incident where, you know, one of my rain gutters got clipped, and it was a really small job. You guys went out, boom, matched it up. It was perfect. Or you build Hans's parents a brand new place. Like, there's a lot of small jobs. There's a lot of big jobs. It doesn't matter. You can do both.
Yeah, and Hans's was one of those really big ones. Yeah,
I know, right? It was not that big. Man. That's my parents.
Man.
No, that was my parents. Man,
10,000 square feet.
Man. Yeah, I think it was like 15 or something like that. On the east bench or something. Overlooking the ball. Yeah.
No, what you need to do is get Scotty's gutter squared away, because they've gotten over 18 inches of rain over the last couple
of weeks. Oh, my gosh. So we've gotten so much rain. And it's in the forecast every day this week. You know, those afternoon thunderstorms, which, look, we need. We'll take it. But look, I mean, that's what it is. Whether it's a new gutter system that can handle this, whether it's a gutter cover system so you don't plug or clog anymore, whether it's the heat tape or heat cable so that we don't have any more ice issues, or, excuse me, going back to the entire outside remodel. You know, that's what we're here for. And like Scott says, whether it's a small job, whether it's a, hey, the the tree blew and I had one little gutter fix. Where it's the full job, let us just earn your business. And then the other thing, too, is it's a, maybe it's a small job today, but now you're, we've earned your business. Now we've earned that, that ride or that opportunity to do that big remodel for you.
Yeah.
Hey, just a shout-out to Hardy Plank, because we're coming up on 5.5 years now of Hardy Plank on our house. And I was just checking out the paint on the Hardy Plank. There is not even a ripple. That Hardy Plank holds paint so well.
And that's that Eagle Mountain sun bearing down on
that
thing, too.
That's that hot desert Eagle Mountain dry heat that's hitting that thing.
And so the problem we have in Utah is we have such extreme temperatures, right? So not only do we have that intense heat because of our elevation, the sun is more intense, but we have extreme temperatures, so it expands and contracts greatly. Well, the beauty about Hardy is because Hardy's a true cement product. It doesn't expand and contract like a wood does. And so that's why it holds that paint so much better, because it doesn't move. It doesn't expand and contract like another product does.
How are you doing on product with Hardy?
Yeah, it's much, much better. It was really touch and go for a while, but we're in really good shape. The only issue is shake right now. So just up front, shake Hardy is the one product that's still tricky. We're getting it, and it's trickling in. But other than that, everything's fully stocked, and we've got it. We're rocking and rolling now, which, you know, 6 months ago wasn't the case, but it's good. Things are great now.
All right. All you have to do is give them a call right now. I mean, these are good dudes, and they're professional. They're going to make sure the job gets done right. They're going to get you taken care of. 801-280-3110. It's RGS Exteriors, 801-280-3110, right here on 96.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
75, the KSL Sports Zone.
The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotting, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Oh, man, I love feeling old. My oldest son is older than our tech. Is it Waylon? Is that your name? Wynn, okay.
I've got a daughter older than him.
It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. Yes. What do we ask? You don't... All right, Wynn... Put that mic in front of you. All right.
Did you know you were going to be on air today?
We used to do.
Yeah, I was preparing for it.
Spell your name.
W-I-N.
Oh, like I'm going to go win.
Oh yeah,
win the game.
Just win.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow, I like that.
Win.
See, that's parents giving you confidence right there, right out of the gate.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
All right. So, Win, you are 19 years old.
Uh huh.
Okay. I'm gonna list off some. All right. I'm gonna play a song for you, and you tell me if you know this song. Okay. Hold on a sec.
First time I ever get on air, and I get embarrassed on air.
No,
you're good.
No, you're good.
You're good. We just want to see how old we are. It's really embarrassing to us, because the young, up-and-coming crowd, I mean, eventually, you're going to be the one ruling the world, and we're going to be in diapers. So that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's more of an embarrassment to us, because we're just feeling so old. But
all right. Listen to this song and see if you know the name of the song and the artist, okay?
Okay. I know this song.
VIP.
If it keeps going. Oh my god.
Let's kick it.
Under pressure?
Okay, I respect that actually.
I will take that over. I will take that over. over him knowing it's Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, Wynn. We're probably going to let you go now.
Well, thanks, right. Wynn. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
How about MASH? You ever watch MASH?
No.
No MASH?
Cheers?
Nope.
Have you heard of it?
Not Cheers.
Simpsons?
No. I've heard of The Simpsons.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's still going.
But you haven't heard of Cheers?
No.
Okay. Merlin Olsen?
Nope.
All right. Well, There you have it.
John Elway?
On KSL?
No. Oh, jeez.
You don't know John Elway?
John Elway? I don't think so.
Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning, yeah.
Okay.
Peyton Manning irritated me for a while because I'm a Chiefs fan.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Troy Aikman. Well, you know him as a broadcaster, right? Do you know who Troy Aikman is?
I don't think so.
Dan Marino?
I've heard of him.
Okay.
I don't specifically know who it is at all.
Barry Sanders?
I feel like I've also heard of him. Don't know who it is, though.
Yeah, we're getting old, Scotty.
Jim Kelly?
I don't think so.
Tony Romo?
Definitely heard of him.
Okay.
Definitely.
So now I think we've,
all right, we've kind of found that little...
We found the gap. All right.
Elvis Gerbaugh. Joe Namath.
I don't think so.
I see. I think that the old boys, I think their name, like even my Uncle Merlin is not, I would say less than 15, probably less than 10% of individuals under age 30 probably have not heard his name. Probably don't know who he is.
Who are some other good 80s, 90s football players?
Bosworth.
Oh, you don't know Brian Bosworth.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say a name. I'm going to need you to just say you need to know who Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson. No.
Okay, you got to do some film.
Yeah, you got to do some. Look at Bo Jackson.
Go back, look at a little bit of Bo Jackson. Go look at a little John Elway.
Terrell Davis.
No.
Brett Favre?
I've heard of him.
Brett Favre, you've heard of him?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you listening to this?
This is hurting my heart.
Well, Wynn's only 19.
He's only 19. I get it.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I blame your parents more than you.
All right. Go home.
That's on them. That's on them. No, you're all good.
You're good. Thanks, Wynn.
All right. That's Wynn, our tech. He's 19, and we will coach him up. You now have two pseudo dads. We'll help you out. Yeah, we'll get you where you need to be.
Get you watching some film.
All right. It is time for Sports Roulette. Take some of the biggest storylines. We put it on a roulette wheel. Spin it. Wherever that little ball lands is what we end up talking about. So with that, Megan, let's fire up that wheel.
Browns are a mess.
And the Browns are a mess.
Wait a second. I just saw this story come out on NBC Sports. It says Browns announced they plan to start Deshaun Watson on Friday.
In the preseason?
Yeah, let me just look at this. I literally just saw this headline.
I think they can.
Browns announced they plan to start Deshaun Watson preseason opener at Jacksonville on Friday. It's now up to appeals officer Peter Harvey to determine if that will happen. Could you imagine, Scotty? Could you imagine if Deshaun Watson starts this game in 2 days?
No. No.
That is
but
a slap in the face. Even the investigative findings that Judge Sue Robinson came across.
It is a big, giant middle finger to the NFL.
It's a huge middle finger. It's a huge slap to the women that he assaulted, to the case that is currently open, to Roger Goodell. No, there's no way. The committee's going to come forward, right? They're going to stop this. There's no way he plays on Friday.
I think he's going to. Yeah, because remember, a suspension does not apply to preseason games. It's regular season games only. So it's the only way the Browns – there's no, like, governing body that can step in and keep him unless somebody arrests him and puts him in jail. But there's no, like, the NFL, I don't think, can make him sit out a preseason game. If the Browns want to play him, the only way that he won't play is if there's so much public pressure on the Browns. They're like, yeah, we shouldn't play him.
There should be public pressure that will stop that. But that's not the story. The Browns are a mess. It actually goes back to them losing Jakeem Grant today in practice. And it wasn't just like a small injury. And if you don't, Jakeem Grant is one of the better returners in the league. He's a fantastic returner. He tore his Achilles in half.
Yeah. That's not just a season ender. That might be a career alter.
When you're a returner.
Yes.
Yeah, returners, it really, really depend on the strength of the calf and the ability to really post and push off that Achilles. So Jakeem Grant goes down with the torn Achilles, and it's like the Browns, it just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop for the Jets, and it doesn't stop for the Browns. Those are two teams that continue to take hits. But the Jets losing one of their best offensive linemen yesterday or 2 days ago, it's just so Jets-like. But this is so Browns-like, and I feel sick for the guy.
Yeah. All right, we'll wrap things up. Get you ready for Unrivaled next, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right. Yeah.
Presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, we're wrapping up the show. Before we get too far into this, though, real quickly, Hans, let's give away some tickets, shall we? Caller number 12 right now. It's really simple. Just be caller number 12, 801-575-5967. That's 801-575-5967. If you're caller number 12, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Australian Pink Floyd coming to USANA Amphitheater on August 19th. Tickets also available at LiveNation.com. Or again, be caller number 12, 801-575-5967.
So what, in your opinion, is slowing down everything with Donovan Mitchell?
I think Kevin Durant has something to do with it, but I think right now you got an old-fashioned stalemate.
When do we need to know?
Maybe trade deadline in February?
So you wouldn't, even if they start into the season, you wouldn't be surprised to see them start into the season.
I would be surprised if it happened, but I also...
But it can happen.
But I wouldn't put it past Danny Ainge to be like, no, I'll wait you out. And the Knicks are like, we know you want to lose. We know you want to tear this down. And the longer you have Donovan Mitchell on the roster, the harder it is for you to lose games because he's a good player. So I think both sides think that they have a little bit of leverage, and I think both sides are going to draw the, you know, try to dig in their heels on this.
So what does a Jazz team look like that's got Donovan Mitchell and a bunch of nothings around it? How does Donovan Mitchell handle it?
Well, I mean, right now you've got Bojan Bogdanovic. You still have Mike Conley. You don't have Joe and you don't have Rudy Gobert, but you still have pretty much the same team. So that right there looks like a 35 to 38 win team.
That's way more than they're
It is
hoping for. It's just interesting because we're not that far out from camp.
Nope.
The grand scheme of things, we're...
What is it? We're only about 5 weeks away.
Yeah, September 8th, whatever.
I think mid to late September they start camp.
So it just feels weird. It does feel like a holding pattern. It does kind of feel like the offer's out there. We've explained to everybody what it's going to take to get Donovan. If anybody wants to step forward and get this done, then we'll get this done. Otherwise, we're just going to move forward with Donovan. And I was talking to Jake Scott about this, and Jake said, well, yeah, throwing Donovan out for X amount of minutes and letting Donovan get a 32-point-per-game average only boosts his ability, and you're still going to lose the majority of games if you don't have anything around Donovan. And I could see them continuing to lose with him. It's just you're not going to lose at the clip you need to lose to get to Victor Wembanyama. You're not going to hit that mark. But three first-round picks in the 2023 draft is not a bad thing to have. Maybe you can move and adjust, but the Jazz need to lose in order to lose. At the rate they need to lose, they've got to get rid of Donovan.
Yeah.
More likely before the trade deadline than not, but it just feels weird how quiet this has gotten.
And I think it's going to pick up a little bit. I personally would be surprised if Donovan Mitchell's on this roster come training camp time. But, again, and we've said it on this show, and I thought Ben Anderson had a really nice piece at KSLSports.com where the Jazz and Donovan Mitchell have handled themselves very, very well throughout all of this because Donovan could have thrown a stick of dynamite in all of this and say, I don't want to be there. He could have pulled a Kevin Durant and been a total pain in the butt about this, but he hasn't because I think Donovan Mitchell's a pro. He's not Kevin Durant. He's not Kyrie Irving. He's not Ben Simmons. He's not who else am I missing in all of this? James Hardy.
Harden.
James Hardy.
Hardy Plank.
Hey, no. James,
Tim just jumped on the headset. Hey, you're thinking Hardy
James,
Plank.
James Hardy on my mind here. Yeah. He's not James Harden. I mean, sometimes James Harden was putting out bricks out there, but for the most part, he's been a pro's pro about it. And if
If
Donovan Mitchell wants to come back, or if Donovan Mitchell isn't traded, Donovan Mitchell will show up at training camp and he'll be ready to go.
He's been as good as he can be, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, joining us now from RGS Exteriors, Tim's with us for one last conversation. Tim, tell you what, whether it is James Harden or James Hardy, either way, you're going to get your house squared away.
Well, then he said he's throwing up bricks, too. Like, yeah. Install bricks. Look at you guys. Like, I've just got all the subliminal messages here. We're training you guys.
Hey, exactly.
I was trying to use a way to, like, throw gutter in there.
Yeah.
That's Westbrook.
Oh, is that Westbrook?
Yeah. Gutter. He throws gutters.
His career's going down.
His career's going down the gutter. I see. Look at you guys. Yeah. I like it. No, but look, hey, I know we're closing out, but we're just here to help out any way we can, whether it's a full exteriors, you know, stucco, stone, brick, siding, but like we've talked a lot about today, the gutters, the gutter covers, the heat cable, and the ice melting systems. Anything on the outside of the home, that's what we're here for. We want to help out, and let's make it happen.
Do you love doing the demolition side of things, or have you do a lot of the demolition?
You know, well, me personally?
Yeah. You ever go out there and take your anger out on the side of somebody's house?
Here's the thing. I haven't put...
Ripping out stucco.
I shouldn't even admit this on air, right? But the last time I put a pouch on was... It's been a couple years.
Has it really?
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
Is a couple just an underestimate, too? Has it been five?
Probably.
If you're admitting to two, it's probably been 5 to 8.
We probably shouldn't do the over-under on this.
Probably. You know what? The last time I can truly, truly remember putting a pouch on and working, like, honestly, was one of those extreme makeovers over in Daybreak. How long ago was that?
A little FaceTime. Yeah. Hey, get this pouch on. Look at me. Got the elbows dirty.
No, look, joking aside, though, I've put in my dime. The good thing about me where I'm at is that I have installed. I've installed everything for years and years. So I know the installer side, and then I know how to run the business side. So it's kind of nice to have that. But now my dad, on the other hand, he'll go work with the guys every day. He'll still go probably put his pouch on.
Tim Senior?
Oh, my dad, he's fallen off more ladders and broken more bones because he shouldn't be on ladders anymore.
And refuses to stop.
And he will not stop. He loves it. So, and the guys love working with him, right? I mean, you know, you get an old guy showing up on the job site and he just goes to work and sings and dances and has a good old time. But look, we're here to just help out and service the Salt Lake area. And we're really all of the Wasatch Front and just want to help out and serve and take care of them.
What's it like finishing a project and stepping out to the street and, you know, opening up the gates and being like, look at this, project's finished.
It's pretty cool, man. When your customers come out and they do the final walkthrough and they're happy and, you know, they go up and the next thing you know, we see a Google review show up or something like that.
Great.
There's nothing better than that. And we love it. We love when our customers are happy, and we love it when we've done a good job. So it's fun. It's absolutely rewarding. And look, we do it for the paycheck. I'd be lying if I say we didn't. Of course we are. But it is really rewarding, and it's awesome to see that at the end.
But you don't what's Talmadge and the crew, fifth generation or fourth?
Yeah, no. So Talmadge and the boys are all the fifth. So
you don't last five generations if you don't do good work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like we talked earlier, you know, we have a 93% customer satisfaction rating, which is unheard of, and we've done that by a lot of hard work, and that's how we're going to be here for the next fifth and then the sixth generation. I mean, the sixth generation is probably not that far along.
In the world of contractors.
Talmadge is like, I wait a little bit.
Hey, man, Talmadge and Kane, they're both in college now, and I'm just like, they can wait, but you know how it is. Yeah, it's inevitable.
I can just see Talmadge has it for 2 years. Dad, we're selling it.
Son,
gonna have to talk to Tim Senior. I don't know if that's gonna be working.
Oh yeah.
But I hope people understand the financing to designing to the product to the actual execution of it all. I've worked with RGS. I back them. As Tim mentioned, 93% approval rating, which is incredible in the contractor's world. I can't back them enough, and I don't have enough great things to say about the service that they provided us as they built my parents' house. So it's been fun representing you over the years, Tim.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Hans, and it was an honor and a privilege to be able to do the project for you. But look, here at the end of the day, we just want to show all the homeowners here who we are. Because, look, it's easy for you to say it. It's easy for me to say it. It's another thing for us to actually to get it done. So let's just give us the trust and opportunity, and we'll make it happen for you.
All starts with a phone call, whether it's just a quick rain gutter fix, if it's a complete rain gutter replacement, if it's the full outside of your home, they can get it squared away. 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110 right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.